17 minutes after 3, it is downtown midweek edition of the show from Seasons, downtown Bangor. Well, something special for Dr. Ken here. And if I say I want to set you free, yeah. Don't you know you'll be in misery? They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. Dr. Ken Morse. I don't know if anybody calls you Dr. Love, but they should, right?
If I could somehow get that in the OR, that would be fantastic.
Make an entrance like that?
That would work.
Boom.
That would work.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Ken Morse is here from Down East Orthopedics. Amy Kenny as well from St. Joseph Healthcare. And here to talk a little bit about the great partnership with area providers in giving people a great opportunity to take care of their sports medicine needs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've met before at UMaine, and we're essentially doing the same thing that we do at UMaine for the community. We are taking the same providers, and we're rolling it out to high school, to the weekend warriors, to even adolescent kids, giving them the same access and same care that those collegiate athletes get on a daily basis.
And we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when Pat Healy was in, who's part of this partnership as well, and the fact that, look, it's a small area. You can be competitive, but at the same time, most of you already work together in many other areas, and so this is just an extension of that.
Exactly. It's all been sort of word of mouth and very sort of collegial partnerships in the past, and now it's a formal partnership headed up by St. Joe's. So we've all worked together in the past, and now it's something that's official.
And part of this, the services that are provided include coverage at athletic events, whether it's high schools, middle schools, I guess even youth sports as well?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we work with several area high schools, including Bangor, Herman, Brewer. We work up at the university, Husson University, UMaine. So we're all over the place, and it's a matter of sort of combining our efforts and making sure that we give the best care possible to all the athletes in the area.
And it's diagnostic services, too, which I think is a great feature of this. And that's the area where you can go see your family physician if you can get in, your primary care person. But, boy, if you want something taken care of right away, the opportunity to get even things like an MRI are possible through this.
Exactly right. You know, so many of the seasons that we have are so short, especially we live in Maine. Some of the athletics that we have, the season is so short, the games are so few that if you have an injury and you have to wait 3 or 4 weeks to figure out what it is, it can miss the whole season. So we're really trying to expedite all that. We have access to x-rays, MRIs, ultrasounds. Relatively quick, we can probably get them done within a week and really find out the answer, and if it's safe, get you back to playing.
And of course, after an injury, when it comes to any kind of rehab that's needed, any kind of therapy, all kinds of people can help out with that.
Exactly. We've got Pat Healy over at Healy Chiropractic with him, and we also have Select Physical Therapy. The bottom line is that we've got sort of the top trained individuals in all areas working together, so it's really the best of the best, and we all sort of come together and making it the best for all the athletes and the patients.
You mentioned that you do work with the University of Maine, and obviously at that level you're seeing young men and women who, in many ways, this is next to being a student, their full-time job. Do you see more injuries with people at that level or with the recreational athlete, those weekend warriors that maybe aren't doing the conditioning that it takes to be ready for competition?
I think that's a little bit the truth. I think we do see a fair number of the weekend warriors that just aren't as conditioned. And you can have some of those injuries. And for a lot of those folks, those injuries get sort of delayed because they go back to their job on Monday morning and they can't really afford to be out of work. And it's those folks that we want to make sure that we get taken care of, because for a lot of us, getting out there on the field and playing those sports is a huge part of our life, and we don't want people to miss that.
Absolutely. We're talking with Dr. Ken Morse here on Downtown. Amy Kenny from St. Joseph Healthcare here with us as well. And I call on you, Amy, because I did not do my job and write down the 24/7.
Oh, I know it. I know
the line. So can you give us the official number for the helpline?
So 207-907-1111.
Perfect. I should have remembered that.
That's an easy one, yeah.
And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes, it is. They're on call. There's a lineup of medical professionals, and Dr. Morse is one of them. And even if, you know, you're up at camp and you're moving stuff around and you twist that old injury, give them a call. They'll help you out.
I like the sound of that. That's awesome stuff. And so this, for you guys, this is just an extension of what you've been doing for a while anyway. I feel like we're lucky around here. Am I wrong that in a community, in an area that doesn't have a huge population, we have a lot of good service providers, perhaps more than maybe we ought to have for an area that has the number of people we have?
Exactly right. I tell the parents that come up to universities all the time, I said, we have the same thing that they have in these large metropolitan areas, in these huge universities, huge school systems. We have the same thing here with the same exact training, the same specialists. And it's really very accessible, and we are very lucky. You're exactly right.
Let me ask you this, too, and we talk a lot on here. We did a youth sports forum last summer, and we talked about a number of the good things, but also some of the negatives that are happening in youth sports these days. Are you seeing a lot of overuse injuries with young athletes that now find themselves not just playing their school season but doing travel teams? And many of these sports have become year-round endeavors, even for young kids.
That's the big focus now. And, of course, everybody knows about baseball and youth overuse injuries in baseball. And there's been a lot of press on that and a lot of suggestions based from our large organizations on how not to have these overuse injuries. But it's the other sports that are getting neglected a little bit. Mm. Certainly things like soccer, which is now year-round. For the most part, there's a lot of overuse injuries that occur, and we need to do better education for the parents and for coaches on how to avoid those things. And kids really do need a break. And as kids are growing older in adolescence, there's a lot of opportunity for change if they're exposed to a lot of that activity, and we need to educate better.
And sometimes, summer's a good opportunity for this. It's not a bad thing just to shut it down for
exactly
a couple of
right.
weeks and then let the body recharge a little bit.
I tell everybody, even the pros who are making millions of dollars a year, they shut down, they take a break, and our adolescents need it as well. They need some time off.
Do you get to see Ryan Taylor much?
All the time. he calls me a lot, too. Sometimes too much.
Ryan, the certified athletic trainer at the University of Maine. Look forward to getting ready for that again. Will you be working with football again this fall?
Absolutely. I'll be on the plane.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, be a Thursday night game. We're going to UConn on a Thursday night this year. Man. And then off to Toledo. We get to see the Glass Bowl.
Well, I'll go to that one. I'll go to that one. Hey, sounds good.
I don't know if there's anything exciting in Toledo in mid-September, but we'll find it.
It's not work.
Exactly. Dr. Ken Morris from St. Joseph Healthcare's partnership to provide you with great access to sports medicine. Again, the service line is 207-907-1111. And any kind of problem, just call. They'll take care of you. Or just stop in or reach out to the folks like Dr. Ken at Down East Orthopedics. It's a great service that you're providing. We appreciate you coming in this afternoon. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Thank you.
And Amy, thank you for stopping
thank
by
thank
as well.
Thank you so much, Rich.
And it was good sharing stories before the show of Naked and Afraid.
You're right, absolutely.
we're thinking of auditioning, but I'm not going to make the cut.
No, we're too worried about our feet.
Yeah, that's it. That's the problem.
It's the afraid thing.
Bigger than the naked.
Yeah, the afraid thing is terrifying.
Well, then there's the dating.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a different show, though. That's completely different.
So many obstacles out there. And, we thought Monday about doing the show naked because it's radio, but then the people in the restaurant were up in arms. So.
Yeah, they would be afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. And running out the door. So that's not going to happen anytime soon either. 26 after 3 o'clock here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon program. Good stuff ahead with Mike Gorman, the voice of the Boston Celtics. Alan Adams from the Maine Edge visits with us a little bit early this week. Alan, with a great conversation with Maine native playwright John Cariani. He'll tell us all about that in a little bit. Jerry Eisenberg, Hall of Fame sports writer and now a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. If you missed it, some highlights from yesterday's conversation about his friend of 50 years, Muhammad Ali. Also later in the show, Penn State football beat writer Jordan Rodrigue will stop by, along with Bob Cutler of the Family Dog, and perhaps we're told maybe a new menu item that we can sample, because I think this is how it works. They run everything by us before they add it to the menu, just to make sure.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing. I think more area businesses of all sorts should be doing that.
Have you recovered from that lobster roll that Bob brought in last time?
I don't know if recovered is the right word, Rich. I'm still basking in the afterglow of it.
I was going to say, it was like four lobsters squeezed into that roll. I think it was huge.
Oh, it was amazing. It was one of the best lobster rolls I've ever had, and I definitely put over Bob hard for it because it was great. But today, the world is his crab cake.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's coming up later in the show. Plus, Kyle Draper of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Oh, and we'll have time for the good, bad, and ugly, the calendar, tweets of the day, and the things that we generally do here on Downtown for your Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a break, and when we come back, what are the Celtics going to do? What do they need to do? We'll ask the man who's been the voice of their games for more than three decades, the great